Jason Palmer, one of the hosts of The Intelligence, The Economist's daily current affairs podcast. The Economist's award-winning shows make sense of what matters, from our special series on China's president to our weekly podcasts on business, technology, and American politics. Our journalists provide fair, in-depth reporting on the events shaping the world. To get the annual plan for less than $2.50 per month, search for Economist Podcasts Plus to start listening today.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're doing an episode all about getting back to yourself. And you know, when you're feeling lost and unmotivated, then this is the episode for you, because I feel like we all feel like this in times in life. Obviously, life isn't always like an uphill, happy, rainbow, you know, every day is a great day vibes. I mean, we can try and think it that way, but you know, as reality, things don't always go the way we want it to, or sometimes we just get in these moments where we just feel a bit lost and unmotivated. We maybe are going through a bit of ego death, we're going through identity crisis, we're always evolving and changing as humans, and that is amazing. I feel like personally, if you're in this situation, it's actually really exciting, because it means that you're outgrowing your old self and it's basically the universe telling you you're ready to level up. And the reason why we feel these lower emotions and we feel a bit sad or we feel a bit lost or confused is because we've never been through this before. And so, you know, we're not used to it. So we're like confused. So it's our job to kind of figure out why that is and then up level. And that's, again, changing us for the better, because we have this opportunity to grow, to become our elevated selves. And I feel like this just comes in many phases of life. For me, particularly, it always happens when I've like moved countries, especially moved locations, and it takes me a good, I would say, like, you know, the whole year really is a transformational process, because you're getting to know yourself through being in different environments. Like, I've moved here pretty much on my own, so I don't really have like a strong support system around me. I'm building friendships and nurturing them and creating that right now, but you know, it takes time to do that. So I don't really have that like strong core group around me where I'm like, you know, these people are my people and they're helping me and we're working together to do whatever I want to do. So yeah, this definitely happens like around that era. And then even, you know, being unfamiliar with your environment and everything like that. So there's many reasons as to why you might be feeling a bit lost and unmotivated. It could even be about feeling a bit stagnant in your life. You're not really having a routine, or that you're bored of your routine. Like I said, a change in environment, or even that you've been doing something for a while and you're unsure if that's even what you want to do anymore. And you might actually be doing really well in this, you know, certain thing that you've been doing for a while. But like I said, we evolve and we always change. So if suddenly we feel like, you know, this isn't actually uplifting me anymore, this isn't actually making me feel really excited and like that passion for life, that can also be a confusing thing, because we're like, oh, well, what do we do if, you know, I'm at, this is actually going really well, but it's not actually what's lighting my soul on fire kind of vibe, you know? So that kind of leads to, yeah, the no motivation and excitement for life. And also a big thing is not having community and people around you that help. So that's something that I just mentioned. Having people around you that are like-minded, that inspire you, and you can work together. Not necessarily you have to work on the same thing, but if you're doing something similar, that's really motivating, because you're there to support each other. And having a community is super important for that. And that's something that I've really looked for throughout life, to be honest. I always felt like it was kind of hard to find people that were that similar to me. I always felt like I had friends, of course, but, and like close friends, but you know, they either represent one side of me or and not the other, you know. And I think obviously friends and anyone can't be everything, but I mean having that, you know, solid friendship group or a community where you have people that are very, very like-minded, especially within work. I felt like I had a lot of friends that related to me on whether it'd be like a spiritual level or even like a mindset or just we had things in common. But I always felt like when it came to work, I didn't really have people around me that were in the similar vibe. So yeah, I'm going to talk about later about this community thing because I created a community page for us all to join. It's going to be free to join at the moment and I'm just going to be posting like daily things and you'll be able to be a member so anyone can join and you can all kind of chat with each other and actually, yeah, be in a community where it's not just Instagram where you just like follow me and you don't know like who the community is. Like this platform is really great because you get to join the community and you get to chat with each other and you can, you know, potentially do meetups in the future and just like make friends through this community of like-minded people, obviously, because anyone that's going to join Guide Me Glow is going to be like-minded in some way or another. So I'll speak a little bit about that later, but it's just something that I decided to create for you guys because I just think it would help, you know, for the people that do feel like they haven't found their people and this will potentially help. So yeah, it's, I think this is also common when you work for yourself because you don't have, you know, that leadership or the people telling you what to do. And even when you're still like building and finding your feet, it's quite, you know, the journey's up and down as any entrepreneur know or anyone that works freelance or contract or whatever on your own. It's, you have to figure out the systems that work for you. And honestly, it takes a long time to do this. And, you know, you have to go through trial and error to find like the right way you work and the right environment and the people and what you want to do and everything like that. So I think if you're feeling like this, it's so okay. And I don't feel like it's always a bad thing or should be negative. You know, when you think of people saying that they feel lost and confused and unmotivated, there's kind of like a stigma around it that is like, oh, like what are they doing with their lives? But actually, we don't always need to be in this constant, yeah, high vibe state, you know? And like, I think we need to be in a high vibe state within like our spirit and ourselves. But in terms of like what happens in life, it's not possible to always be in that high state, you know? What comes up must come down sometimes. And that's just like what life is. And I don't think it should be looked at or we should perceive a life where like everything is amazing all the time, because that's just unrealistic, to be honest. Like even the people that you feel like are always happy, always like doing the most or whatever, they will have moments in their lives where they will sometimes doubt themselves or that things aren't going that well in life. And so, you know, we don't always show that. And I think it's so highlighted in society where we show our highlight reel and we're like, everything's amazing, I'm grateful every day and like blah, blah, which is amazing, don't get me wrong. But I think, you know, we also need to be transparent about the times where we don't feel that amazing sometimes and life is a bit like blah. So I just wanted to put that out there. I wanted to create this episode because I wanted to give you some of the steps that I felt have helped me feel a lot better and get myself out of this rut. But before we start and get into those steps, I wanted to start with the affirmation of the week. And the affirmation of the week is, everything is always working in my favor, and I decide how today goes. And I chose this affirmation of the week. It's just something that really, resonated with me today, because every day we can choose to repeat the same cycle, the same mindset. We can, you know, drag the yesterday into today. But that, if you're feeling like lost and unmotivated, that is not the best thing to do, because then we get into this cycle of falling into the victim mentality almost and thinking the same way. And if we think the same way and repeat these cycles, nothing is going to change. I don't know, you know, no miracle is suddenly going to happen by thinking the same way. Like the only times that things begin to change is when we decide to change ourselves, we decide to change our thinking, we decide to take a different action. These are the things that lead us to a better life, not just waiting for a miracle to happen and not doing anything about it. So I think that affirmation is really powerful because you get the choice. I think the most important, most valuable thing is having choice in life. And if you get to make the choice that everything is working in your favor and you get to decide how today goes, that gives you so much power and so much almost motivation and, you know, excitement to be like, yeah, you know what? I actually do get to decide how today goes. And today doesn't have to go like shit like yesterday, because yesterday did. You know, today is a new day and anything in the world can happen. Miracles can happen, but you just have to open yourself up to it, think differently, take action, create that reality for yourself, really. So that is the affirmation of the week. Okay, so we're going to go into the steps that I feel like are most valuable when helping me feeling like I need to just pull myself out of this rut, you know, get that zest for life again, wake up feeling so excited. And these are the things that I feel like help me the most. So number one is allowing yourself to be in this moment. It's actually okay to be in this phase. Like I said, I've been in it many times. And to be honest, at the moment, I still kind of feel like in and out of it. I think it's always a process to figure this out. And I think I'm actually going through a big growth and like learning journey at the moment, whilst especially in Bali. I feel like all my experiences and just how I feel and just everything I'm going through is really challenging me to step into my higher self, my glowiest self, right? And lately I've been feeling actually not too much has changed within like myself the past, like, I don't know, just, yeah, maybe the past year or so. Like, I feel like, yeah, obviously I've changed a little bit and I've grown myself, and even moving here, I've grown so much. But I feel like I haven't been challenging myself enough to really level up again and really change, like create this change in my life that I'm craving, is what I'm trying to say. And I think I'm going through this moment right now because it's the universe forcing me to be like, okay, this is your chance now. This, you say you want to change, let's change. So this is through going through certain things in life where I feel a bit lost and confused and like not knowing why I feel not 100% myself. It's because it's time to level up. And I think, you know, my values, I know the person that I am, and I think that will always be the same. But around that, it's for me to figure out, okay, how do I represent this even more so in this like new era of me? I don't know if this is making sense. I really hope it does. If you're going through something similar, maybe you'll understand. But I basically want to say that it's normal to be in this phase, and it's actually good to be in this phase as you're growing and as you're changing as a human. Life comes in ebbs and flows, and we don't always need to be on top all the time, because then we'll never appreciate the good. And I think in life, if you speak to the people that have gone through the toughest times, they will often be like the most grateful, happiest people, because they know what it's like to be rock bottom. They know what it's like to experience things that, you know, it's tough. It's tough on the mind, but I think, and the body. But, you know, when you get through that, which you will eventually, you always get through this challenge, you appreciate it so much more, because you're like, I did this. I got myself out of this. And I know that these things are possible. So then you feel so grateful for the moments in your life where you're like, I created this reality for myself. Also, a thing when you're allowing yourself to be in this moment is to be honest with yourself, and also call out yourself on, you know, what might not be helping you. Be honest, be like, okay, what am I actually doing every day that might not actually, you know, help me feel my best? And it's about getting out of the victim mentality and just taking action. I think we can often sit in the comfortable where, you know, we're just like floating through life and we're doing our daily routines. It's not like we're not doing anything, right? Like, to other people, it might even seem like we're doing more than enough. We all know our own capabilities and we know our potential. And if we deep down know that we're not serving that and we're not giving that to ourselves, then it's going to leave us feeling a bit like on a flat line, you know? And I think for ourselves, it's taking ourselves out of that victim mentality and be like, okay, it's time to actually step up and level up and stop doing the same things every day that may feel comfortable. And, you know, it's not like so bad, but it's also not helping us get to the greatness. Getting out of that victim mentality and just taking a different action. when we're stuck in the inaction phase, that just creates more inaction and creates the same cycles of thinking that won't help us get out of that state. So action creates more action. If you just take one small action within that moment, it creates momentum to then do something else. So within that action or that decision, whether you choose to decide to take that action or not, that's actually a very important time. And that can also, you know, eventuate, that can also decide how the rest of your day goes. Because if you decide to do this one thing or not, then that could either be a super productive day or could be a super unproductive day where you don't feel that good about yourself. So it's about making that decision when you know, okay, is this how I'm going to set the tone of the day, or this is how I'm going to set the tone of my life, you know? So decide that today can be different, and it will be. Number two is getting back to what excites you the most. So I think we can put a lot of pressure around needing to do certain things, having a structure, being like, this is what I need to do. But actually, we need to forget about that and forget about the structure that you know, created for yourself, really, and go back to doing what is fun for you. I think we should stop shoulding on ourselves as well. Like how we're like, oh, I should do this, or I should do that. But it's like, no, you shouldn't have to do it. Like, you don't have to do it. Technically, you don't have to do that. We actually need to change the words that we use, the language that we use, and be like, okay, I get to do this, or I'm excited to do this, or I want to do this, you know? And that just changes the whole vibe of the activity in general, from, you know, feeling unmotivated and feeling like it's a chore to feeling like, oh my God, this is exciting. I get to do this. Like, I feel privileged to do this. So don't think about the outcome and the goals, and just go back to that kind of childlike mentality where you just did things for fun. But as we get older, we obviously need to also make a living, so we need to relate it back to our work as well. So what I mean by this is, like, say you're like a influencer or content creator or model or anything like this, you know, if you're feeling stagnant with, say, creating content, you've been doing like the same things, you know, you're creating content the same ways and you just can't really be bothered anymore, it feels like a lot of effort and it feels like a drag. You can then think, okay, well, how can I create a concept that excites me again? Like, what's the content that I really want to be doing? How can I team up with different people to create this concept? How can I make vision boards? How can I, or like mood boards, and create this, like, get excited about this whole project? And then maybe that will help you get into like a new way of creating content that you're excited to, you know, edit it and create it. And it's all about stepping outside the ordinary of what you're doing every day. And when you create this pattern for yourself that feels like, okay, well, this is just the routine and this is what I've always done, so I'm going to keep doing it, you know, it's great if it works. But then if you start to feel like you're outgrowing it, then it's time for you to think, okay, well, how can I level this and how can I feel motivated and get inspired again through this? And this might also be having to take a break. You know, you can take a break, you can go somewhere different, hang out with different people, or just do something different to get you that inspiration again. Getting back to what excites you the most is like such a cool thing, because at the end of the day, I don't want to be living my life not feeling excited every day, because it's actually such a privilege to be living right now, to have a new day, to be experiencing this, you know, human experience on earth. And truly anything can happen. And I don't want to, you know, be living a life where it feels very mediocre, where it feels very like the same thing, you know, every day. I don't feel enlightened. Okay, so point number three is getting to know yourself and how you work best. So this is going more back towards more like logical side. I always think that just me as a person, I have a logical side, but I also have a very like spiritual, free-flowing, free-spirited side. But I can't ignore that logical side of me. So I always have to think back, okay, getting to know myself, what are the systems right now? Like what works best for me? And so to do this, I'd always do an inventory of my current routine. So what is the past like few weeks or week been looking like for me? And yeah, writing this down in my journal, what has been working, what doesn't? What habits have I been repeating, whether good or bad? Just write them all out. You don't need to, you know, dissect it or analyze it. Just write down what has been your current routine. Look at that and be like, okay, well, what has actually been making me feel really good? What in this daily routine, what do I actually love doing that lifts me? And also what doesn't? These can be like little things like seeing this person every day, does that actually uplift me? Like, how does my energy feel after that? Does spending too much time on social media scrolling, does that energize me, or does it make me feel drained and not good and not motivated and lazy. So you got to think about these like little things that you do day to day. It could be like the smallest thing ever. It could be like your routine. It could be like you getting to the gym, the route that you take. Does that make you feel like energized or drained? And then if it doesn't, think about a different way, or think about if you can't change your route, think about what you can do during that journey. Can you listen to something that uplifts you to help counteract that situation? You know what I mean? So it's just about trying to be flexible. It's about how can I remove the barriers to help me feel like my best? And also, how can you create more boundaries with yourself? We can kind of slip with boundaries for ourselves when we're like, oh, well, it's fine because like it's not the end of the world, or I've done this before, so, you know, it's fine. But how can we actually be a bit more strict with ourselves, honor ourselves more, honor our happiness more, and be like, okay, no, I'm creating a boundary around that. And like, after this much time, I'm leaving, you know, just being a bit more strict in that sense. But it's out of love. It's not out of like hate or whatever. Okay, so it's also about what's seeming difficult to you right now and what is easy. So what is seeming like really hard for you right now? If you have a think about it, is it getting in a good routine? Is it getting up on time? Is it going to the gym? Is it feeling motivated with even working, not being able to focus? And then think of what's easy for you. Is it, you know, once you're up, so it's easy for you and you actually feel excited to do your routine. Is it, you know, once you're at the gym, it's actually you really enjoy, you're like, oh, why did I wait so long? Is it, you know, you get in focus mode when you're listening to like a certain playlist? It's like stuff like this. And then you got to think of, okay, well, if it's the getting up part that's hard, what can I do to make that process a bit easier for me? It's setting up systems in your routine to make it more attractive for you and not for you to put it off. And if you want more information about the daily habits, then you can go and purchase my 63-day glow guide ebook to help you get to know your why and the habits that will help you feel like your best self. I go deeper into habits in that and just the mindset in general on, you know, self-love, all the affirmations, all the things that uplift you, create a higher vibration of yourself. So definitely check that out if you're looking for more in-depth guidance and just like a good read. But yeah, going back to the point of making things more attractive and easy for yourself, the least barrier and resistance, the more likely you will get things done. So, you know, when you just have to get the momentum going, but it's like you have to set yourself up for success. So in the mornings, the night before, know what gym outfit you're going to wear, know where your things are. So there's no like faffing around the morning. It's just like, get up, put it on, go, you know, there's no barrier to be like, oh, where am I going to go? What gym am I going to? What workout am I going to do? Like all these decisions you're making in the day is taking up space and is making you feel more and more drained. So you need to make these decisions the night before, where it's like, it's not high level decisions, but it's just like little things like that, that still take up energy. So then in the day, you have more energy to focus on the more important things, you know? It's also about creating a new norm of working for yourself. So we normalize things. The more we do something, the more normal it feels. That creates a new norm. So we're like, you know, not doing that much in a day, that becomes a new norm. So if we suddenly cram in loads of things, that's like very hectic for us. But then if we were to slowly integrate a routine that, you know, is a bit more productive, a bit more, we just do a bit more, that eventually will feel normal as well. I think there's a fine balance to what works for you. But you know, those people that literally do like a million things an hour and it's all like work and maybe they don't, you know, leave room for themselves a lot. That can seem very draining for someone who doesn't do as much. But for them, that's become a norm for them. Like their body just runs on that easily now because they do that every day. So it's not impossible. It's just about creating a new norm for you. And also a point is realizing what your true values are. So I've come to realize just throughout life, you know, that it doesn't matter where you are or what you have in life. You could be living in the most stunning apartment and have all these materialistic things. But if your mindset isn't right and if you don't feel true to yourself, then you're still not going to be happy. These things aren't going to bring you happiness. You could also not have much, but if you have a strong sense of self and if you have things that you value the most, you will still be happier than the person that has like all the materialistic things. For example, for me, I'm like what I mentioned before, the people, the community. If you have that around you, that can make any experience so much better. But if you don't, it's so much harder to keep going. It's literally in our biology to be a part of something and be a part of like a team or like you know, whether that's why family is so important, that's why having friendship groups are so important that we relate to. And now as we are older and adults, we don't have like school to help us do that. You know what I mean? We have to create that for ourselves, and especially when we're working on our own, because we don't even have a workplace really to create that for ourselves. And it's about surrounding ourselves with the right people. So key, creating a community, being people that uplift you, that motivate you, creating that hub. And it's not even necessarily that we have to be with them all the time, but it's just knowing that we have that support. So as I said earlier, I created a platform on school, a community where we can all join, and I'll be posting daily on it. I'll be posting motivational, you know, affirmations of the day. I'll be posting articles that I've written on Guide Me Glow, just motivational things, links to my ebooks and my guides, or just anything like that. I wanted to create a community, to really an engaged community as well, so where you will talk with each other and really feel like everyone in the community is your friends. Like if you have any questions, put it on there. I know on my DMs, a lot of my DMs get lost, so I don't get the chance to reply to every single one. So if you have a question, literally join the community right on there. We can share our experiences. If you're going through something and you feel like no one around you in life understands, share in the group. And yeah, we'll be there to support each other and help each other grow. And yeah, that's all I want for it, really. Because I think when you have that community, it's just so much more inspiring and it's exciting. I'm excited talking about it. So I'll leave the link in the show notes for you to join. All you need to do is just create an account and just join, and that's it. So I would do that if I were you. So yeah. And if you're coming from the pod, write that you've listened to the episode and that you've come from the podcast. Okay, so point number four, take the pressure off. As a perfectionist, it's easy to plan and have all these ideas and then have like 100 things to do. And then we feel so overwhelmed that we don't end up doing it all. So we're like procrastinating. And that's probably the worst of it all, because I know as a perfectionist, you have the ideas, you have what it takes to get there. You know what to do, but you just need to take the action. You know, there's a certain time that we create for planning and thinking, but then, you know, to create things to reality, we need to take the action. That's the most important part as well. Also, with this, stop searching for more, because I feel like the reason why we always plan is because we're searching for like the best answer or the best way to do this. But it's like, you're never going to be satisfied and happy if you are on a constant search for improvement. Yes, we have goals and we can improve every day. I think that's natural. But also know that we're good enough now and we can slowly build on that. You don't need to know the perfect answer right now. You don't need to know the perfect plan right now. What you can do though is start, and through that journey, you'll probably get to the best idea that you could think of. You know, we just need to take the action. So like, it doesn't need to be a sprint to the end and, you know, have this perfect idea and then do it all in one day. Like it really is a marathon, guys. That's like a very, you know, cliche quote, but I mean, it's cliche for a reason. Also, a thing is like, take the pressure off yourself, stop comparing so much. I think, especially on social media and stuff, we can compare so much and, you know, think what we've done is really well. And then we look on social media and we're like, oh, well, that's like so good. And we begin to compare. And like, even with, you know, going back to like influencing or modeling or whatever, we can compare with other influencers or other models and being like, question, oh, are we good enough or should I be doing that? But it's like, the more we do that, the less trust we have in ourselves. And also we dim down our own creativity. We don't think for ourselves because we're like, you know, thinking of other ideas through other people, which is amazing. Inspiration is great, don't get me wrong, can spark, you know, your own ideas. But I think we do that too much, it means that we're not staying true to ourselves and we're not going back to our true personal style. And that's when a lot of things start looking the same. That's when trends happen. And, you know, we really have to go back and do things and make it the most authentic to ourselves. I think that's just like so important. And also like comparison, there is no point because we are also individual, that there is no real comparison, to be honest, because like no one can be you and you can't be anyone else. So just be you, you know, and just like do what you feel is best and most authentic to you, and don't bother about what other people think or say, or if it's going to be received well. It will be received well to the people it's meant to be received well to, you know. Those people are your people and you can't be for everyone, and same with you, like everyone's not for you either. So it's just something that you just have to let go of and just step into your power that way. Okay, so also a point with taking off the pressure is we need to lower the bar. So take the ego out of it and start small. And I think this can be a difficult one for some people because we want to aim high all the time. We want to do, you know, this, this, and this. But the most change and consistency happens when we do lower the bar and we make it easy for ourselves. It's going back to the, you know, what makes it easy. And when we lower the bar, we can also build on that bar too. And so when we take the ego out of it, of any expectations of needing to be super successful in one way or whatever, it's like, just lower the bar, go back to yourself, start slow and just build on that. And just like, don't even focus so much on like the outside world. Just focus on your own energy and do what feels right for you. And I promise you, you will get there in the end. I've been reading this book, Atomic Habits. I'm sure a lot of you have read this before. It's very good. And it says that we can do things for as little as 2 minutes. And it's not about completing it or getting to the end goal. It's actually about creating consistency. So if you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to the gym for like 2 minutes or 5 minutes and that's it, at least you're going every day. Do you know what I mean? And then soon you're going to be like, well, I'm here, so I might as well continue. Like, duh. So then it seems less like a chore and less daunting because you're not being like, okay, I'm in the gym, and you've like never gone to the gym before. And you're like, okay, I'm in the gym and I need to do like 2 hours. Like that seems a lot than if you were like, okay, I'm just going to do 5 minutes of like doing whatever I would do. I could pick up a weight and put it down, whatever. At least I'm in the gym. You know what I mean? So we need to focus on the daily habits versus the 100 things that we need to do and get done. Okay, so the last step is having a mix of other people's input, but also valuing your own. And it's all about trusting yourself and building your own confidence. All about self-love. And, you know, when I say a mix of other people's input, this is through books, this is through guided meditations, this is through podcasts, this is through watching YouTube or self-development videos, you know, like that is other people's input. Like listening to this right now, this is my input, not yours. So that's great because it helps us, you know, guide us towards thinking a different way if we haven't thought of it ourselves. But also trusting our own individual input and our own spiritual journey, and doing that through journaling, literally a blank page, like no set journal, no like prompts, literally a blank page. Just write what comes to paper, write what's on your heart. No expectations, no thoughts of like, oh my God, who's going to see this? Is this good enough? Literally just write whatever you want to write. And if this is like one sentence, then so be it. You know, write down the current situation and then the solution. Also, this is something that I was doing actually this morning. I was writing down the current situation, which I felt like, want to change this current situation. And then I wrote under that the solution. And I just let it come to me intuitively. So I'm just going to say a few examples to help you. For example, with motivation, it's like getting excited by creating challenges for yourself or new projects that you want to do. It's a good thing because it's where you're outgrowing your old self, and that's where the most transformation begins. And then another current situation was struggling with drive, right? And the solution was like set timelines, get accountable, get a coach. That's why coaches are so important, such as what I do, health and mindset coaching. You know, I help people feel accountable. I help people believe in themselves and know that they can do it. I help them get to their own realizations because at the end of the day, you know the answers, what's best for you. You know yourself the most. You just need someone to help prompt that out of you. It's to help guide you. Create a sense of urgency and also a forfeit if you don't do it. So, you know, if you don't go to the gym, then that means that maybe you can't, I don't know, watch your like favorite Netflix series at night or something, you know, just like something like that. It's about changing your mindset around things that have been pulling you back, that, you know, that old mindset. It's just things that you've always thought of, learned from the past, and that might not actually be true. So another current situation was attaching to the outcome, and then the solution is to detach from what the current reality is and just keep acting how the highest version of me would act. That's how you essentially manifest, right? Like you just have to keep acting as if it's happened. And be patient and don't expect it to come straight away because that just pulls you back to being into the conscious mind of lack. So let go of the ego that you have it all figured out or any other things that are bothering you, and going back to thinking that you are unique within yourself and you have the power to manifest what you want. You just need to go back to the highest version of yourself and not let all this other energy feed into yourself, you know, not let other people's bad habits or other people's thinking be your thinking
And it's just going back to what works for you the best, really. Also, write down what you'd like to happen today, you know? Write down what you'd like to happen today, then write down as if it's happened, and then sit in silence in nature and just like appreciate the present moment, you know? And you can do these things without like this big ordeal plan, have guidance. Like you can have guidance and, you know, make yourself a little plan, but you don't have to have it all figured out either. Just take it step by step. Take the pressure off yourself of needing to have it all figured out. You don't need to be this like person that's always knows it all. You can also be the person that's like a little bit vulnerable and don't have it all figured out. That's okay. But just know that this is happening for a reason. Don't sit in this for too long. That can just prolong it to a time where it's like not needed to be that long, you know, because we want to be in the highest state most of the time, right? The goal is to be in the highest state most of the time, but then to have these little dips to give us inspiration and motivation to get back to that highest state. But we don't want to be sitting in it for too long. So yeah, having that balance is very key. But I hope all these tips helped you. These are the five main tips that I felt like really helped me. And don't forget to join the community, the Guide and Glow community. I'm very excited for this. We'll put it in the show notes. It's free to join. We love that. We'll get to chat. You can chat with me. You can chat with others. We'll just have a great time. And then I'm going to end this episode with the challenge of the week. And it will be to take at least one of these steps that will help you feel more excited about doing a task that you've been putting off. So whether that's creating a ritual and a routine around that. So every time you go to do this ritual, it puts you in that state of mind straight away. So in the end, you won't actually need much motivation and convincing. It can be as simple as if your goal is to sleep earlier, you can set a rule or challenge and create a routine that you want to do before to prep you for that. So then every time you do this like nighttime routine or whatever, it preps you and it like gets you excited for sleep. So that's the challenge of the week. And I'm just going to quickly go through the five steps to help remind you. But it's allowing yourself to be in the moment, getting back to what excites you the most, getting to know yourself and how you work the best, take the pressure off, and having a mix of other people's input with your own. So I hope you enjoy this episode, guys. I'm really excited to be back weekly with these episodes. I love your feedback all the time. Please share more on Instagram stories. I love seeing them, especially when you like print screen it on Spotify or whatever, or Apple Podcasts, and then show what you're doing too. I love seeing that. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. I'm really excited to be on this journey with you guys. Never give up. I feel like that is, you know, the only time you fail is when you give up. So don't do that. And I'm wishing you guys an amazing day. And I believe in you that you can really do whatever you want to do. If you set your mind to it, if it's placed on your mind or your heart in the first place, it means that it's meant for you. So I am sending you lots of love, lots of kisses, and I will speak to you guys next week. Mwah. Bye.